This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level meeting today to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and preparedness for Amarnath Yatra. The meeting will be attended by J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, Union Home Secretary, senior officers from Army, Police, J&K Administration and others. Mr. Shah reviewed Jammu and Kashmir's security situation in a meeting with senior officers of the Ministry of Home Affairs in New Delhi on Friday. Vice President and Chairman of Rajya Sabha Jagdeep Dhankar will inaugurate the newly constructed Prerna Sthal in the Parliament House complex today. Speaker of Lok Sabha Om Birla, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh Narayan Singh and Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju will also attend the inauguration. All the members of Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha have also been invited to the program. The Prerna Sthal has been built in a way to ensure convenience of dignitaries and other visitors who will be able to see and pay tributes to the statues of great leaders and freedom fighters at one place inside the Parliament House complex. The trial run of Vande Bharat sleeper class train will start in the next 2 months. Currently, the Railways is running Vande Bharat Express, which has only chair cars. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, in New Delhi, there were demands from the people to run the Vande Bharat sleeper train. Vande Bharat train is the first indigenous semi-high-speed train. The minister said in the next 5 years, the government will further focus on rail infrastructure development and on providing comfortable journey to the passengers. He said in the last 10 years, 35,000 kilometers of rail tracks have been built. The minister highlighted that the government is focusing on providing comfortable journey to low-income groups. He also said the work is in progress to increase the production of Amrit Bharat trains. Mr. Vaishnav said to clear extra rush of passengers during the summer season, Indian Railways has operated around 20,000 special trains in which around 4 crore passengers have travelled. Government will organise the conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System in Kolkata today. Law and Justice Ministry said the conference aims at bringing out the salient features of the three new criminal laws, the Bhartiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, the Bhartiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and the Bhartiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 through interactions and question and answer sessions. In December last year, the President gave assent to these three laws and it will come to effect from 1st of next month. The 18th edition of Mumbai International Film Festival MIFF 2024 for documentary, short fiction and animation films was inaugurated yesterday by the Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan. Delivering his inaugural address, Dr. Murugan said that considering the growing potential of AVG sector in creating employment and generating growth, the government will soon create a Centre for Excellence in AVGC sector in Mumbai. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert and red warning over northwest, central and east India today due to the ongoing heatwave conditions. The IMD said that heatwave to severe heatwave conditions will prevail over parts of Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Bihar and Jharkhand for the next 2 days. Similar conditions will prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Uttarakhand till the 18th of this month. No significant change in maximum temperatures is expected over rest of the country. Meanwhile, the IMD has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast India and West Bengal during the next 6 days. The weather agency added that light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds up to 40 km per hour will prevail over Goa and Maharashtra during the next 4 days. In South India, these weather conditions will continue over Karnataka, Kerala, Lakshadweep, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Andaman and Nicobar Islands during the next 5 days. And in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, the match between India and Canada was abandoned last night without a ball being bowled due to rain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.